chukas a toira, the parsha of Paraguma. It's mavur that Paraguma is a choik, zois chukas a toira. It's a choik b'li tam. But on the other hand, Rashi brings the Chazal that it's coming to be mechaper on the chet ha'egel. So the emet is a shtickle of stira. Is it a choik without a hezber? Well, there's a hezber. It's coming to be mechaper on the chet ha'egel. So the Chanukas HaTorah says, we say in the piyut on Parshas Parah, mi mora chuka gozra. Already by mora, there was a gzeir of this choik. Now mora was before the Chet HaEgel. So it's very nice, we want to say that the Parah Adum is mechaper on the Chet HaEgel. But if this choik was already given in the times of mora, so that already establishes that it has to be a choik. It's not given before the Chet HaEgel. That Avad is a choik. So Mimora, the fact that it was given in Mora, is Chukah Gazra. But the emphasis is, the Taich is, that on one hand, Avada the Paradum is Mechaper. And it's Mechaper on Chet HaEgel. The Nakuda that we say that it's a Choik is Lagabi the Tahara. Paradum has a fascinating idea of Metaher Tumeim and Metamet Tahoirim. That's a Choik. So the Tahara of Paradum is a Choik. But the idea that it's Mechaper, that effect could make sense because it's mechaper on the chet ha'egel, and it could be minei ubei. That's the pshat. How is it mechaper on the chet ha'egel? Yadua that the nakuda of chet ha'egel is that Klal Yisrael made a cheshbin, that whatever the issue is, Moshe Rabbeinu is not coming down. They took their own initiative and they made a cheshbin, and that was the chet. You don't make your own cheshbonis. All you're supposed to do is kasher tziva Hashem. It's yadua. That's why by the Mishkan it says so many dozens of times, again and again, it repeats itself. In Vayakal and Pekude, Kasher Tziva Hashem, Kasher Tziva Hashem. The Kapara of Chet HaEgel is Kasher Tziva Hashem. The Kapara of Chet HaEgel is Parah Aduma. That we accept upon ourselves a Choik, that the Tahara and the Tumah of Parah Aduma is Choik, that's the Kapara, that it's Mechaper on Chet HaEgel, because we accept upon ourselves Taka, the Nekud of Choik. Because there's a fundamental zach, you have to know that when Klal Yisrael accepts upon themselves the entire Tariyag Mitzvahs, even the Choik, it's not just they're accepting on themselves the Choik, it's a different gedder even on the Sichliyistik Mitzvahs. You know, the Aseres HaDibris, most of them are mamash Sichliyistik Zachim. You would have thought when the Eibishter gives the Aseres HaDibris, which is supposed to be Bitantzis, all of the Mitzvahs, and most of them are mamash Sichliyistik Mitzvahs, it should have been, there should have been a part of Adumah in there also, or of the sort. And the pshat is, it's mavel al arayin. You look, the Eibishter gave to all the umas ha'olam an opportunity to be makabel the Torah. And when they asked Maksivba, he offered them something that was on the Aseres HaDibris. And ma'amien, interesting, when the umas were mesarif, it was something about the Aseres HaDibris. Esav says, I'm willing the other nine, but not lois sirtzach. Al-char b'chatichya. His mahu says, al-char b'chatichya. Yishmol is b'nei b'yad kol boy. He'll take the other nine, not lois sirtzach. If you're not the kabel on yourself, schoik, that even on the sichliest of test, you're going to get a 90, you're not going to get a 100. You're going to get 9 out of 10. Dafka, when Klal Yisrael accepts upon themselves even choik, when Klal Yisrael accepts upon themselves even choik, then, when they accept upon themselves choik, then the pshat is that it's a giloy, and even when they mekabel themselves, the sichliest of mitzvahs. Interesting, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, the Flamed Aleph, the story of Dama ben Esina. Dama ben Esina was a goy who was very nizer in Kibbut Av. He had money for the choshen, and Chazal offered him hoin rav, and he didn't want to take it because it was in a box that his father was sleeping on Shabbat. In a box, the key, he couldn't get into it, and therefore he was mevater on the whole mecher not to wake up his father. His father would have wanted him to wake him up. You have to know what the halach is in such a case. He tells his father afterwards, I didn't wake you up. We had an offer for 600,000, but I didn't wake you up. But I'll upon him. It says Lashona Acheres, who was noivad in his Eder, a Parah Aduma, and he was zeicha to a Parah Aduma. When they came to buy, he says, I know you would offer me any money in the world, I only want to take the amount that you offered me last year for the Eder. What's the pshat specifically that Dama ben Esina is offered a Parah Aduma? That's what he was zeicha in a way to get the money. He could win the lottery. Yeah, what's the Parah Aduma over here? The pshat is because Dama ben Esina as a goy was Nizer in a sichliyistik mitzvah of Kibrav, and it was Mabal al Arayin, and he taka went the extra kneichi, was Nizer ada soif in the Gedarm of Paraduma, of Kibrav. Ober, it's a kitrik maybe on Klal Yisrael, that Yidden don't keep mitzvahs like that. The message was that, yeah, Dabba Menasina maybe Kibrav has Musagim. of a paraduma has no shaykhs. Paraduma, that's a Yiddish zachon, and the Yiddish makabel choik. That's why he was zeicha to ingrain this lesson. Okay, he'll get a paraduma, he'll sell it to the Yiddish. There's another connection though between kibbut av and paraduma. Why Dama ben Asinas kibbut av gets into paraduma? You know, we mentioned already that paraduma was given in Mora. The emphasis is not so pasha. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that there were 10 mitzvahs given in Mora. The Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach. That was 7. And then another 3. Shabbos, kibbut av, and dinim. The other 3 that were given was Shabbos, kibbut av, and dinim. That's what it says in the Gemara. It doesn't say anything about paraduma. But Rashi in Beshalach, in Parshas Beshalach, by Mora, Rashi says, what was given them in Mora? Shabbos, paraduma, and dinim. The developed witches, unfortunately, Rashi, they're in Beshalach. Shabbos, paraduma, and dinim. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says Shabbos, kibbut av, and dinim. Shad is, some say that it was a mistake. It said Kof Aleph in the Rashi. Shabbos and Kof Aleph was kibbut av. And then there was a typo, and they turned it into Pei Aleph. And then another Chacham turned it into Pora Aduma. Could be. Rashi in Parshas Mishpatim, again the pasuk talks about Mora. And over there Rashi says, what were they given in Mora? Shabbos, kibbut av, Pora Aduma, and dinim. It's also not like the Gemara, but it says both. Unless it was supposed to be kibbut av and kibbut ein. And again, there was the Chacham turned into a Pora Aduma. But again, there's something hidden over here that there's a remez for Pora Aduma. It's interesting that's the remez for Parah Aduma, and it was given by Mora, and that was the connection by Dama Ben Asina. By Mora it says, and we already said, Mi Mora Chuka Gozra. But the pasuk over there says, Shom Som Loi Choik Umishpat. And the Gemara learns out each word where it's a remez for the different dinam that were given it. Choik is Parah Aduma. But on the other hand, the Balaturim says, Shom is Paraduma. Paraduma is Gematria Shom. Shom, Som, Loi. Shom is Gematria Paraduma. Paraduma is Gematria Mechaper. 340 is Gematria Mechaper, which is Gematria Shom. And that's why later on in the parish also it says, Vatomos Shom Miriam, Vatikover Shom. And Chazal make a connection, a parallel between Misas Miriam and Paraduma, that they're both mechaper. Misa Sadikim is mechaper. But that's why it says, Vatomas Shom Miriam, Vatikover Shom. Shom is 340, Paraduma is 340, and mechaper is 340. And could be the remnants for Paraduma is not from the word choik by Mora. Shom Som Loi choik. It's first from the word Shom. Shom Som Loi is mechaper of Paraduma. Avara, that's Paraduma with a vav. Paraduma without a vav is Gematria Purim, and that is a whole separate issue that the Mefarshim talk about. What's the connection about that? There's 2 dinim in Paraduma. Mole and Chosar. Tzvei dinim. Asukos, basukos, basukos. But that's Medaf Ma'ayin Zayin, the Tzvei Chalokas. It might have to do with the Mechaper and the Matar of Paraduma. Yesh Dvarim Begur. The Sfasemis writes that the gather of Choik by Paraduma is, we know that there are Taryag Mitzvahs, and the Taryag Mitzvahs are connected to Taryag Evorim and Ramach Evorim, and it's just like Gidim of a person. But he says, you know, there are some Evorim that we understand, that we know what their Tafkid is, and there are others that maybe, even with modern medicine, we don't know exactly what's the Te'elis of this Eivor, what's the Te'elis. But he says, but Avada, nothing is Bechinam, everything has exactly a purpose, whether it's a Choik, and we don't understand it, or whether it's something that's move on, either way, as Avada, you need all of them for the Ramach and the Shasa, every Chalik is important, right? You bought a Japanese camera and you put it together and there's 2 screws missing. After you put it together, you did something wrong. There was a reason why it was there, right? Everything is exactly for the tachas. Now, Paraduma Adke Dekach was a choik that Shloima HaMelech. Shloima HaMelech is the one that says, Amarti Echkema V'hirachoyka Mimeni. So the Sfarim right, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu maybe was able to understand. Moshe Rabbeinu was higher than Shloima. The Pasuk Mem says, by Paraduma, V'lotchu latome me'afar sreifas achatos. Latome me'afar sreifas achatos is Rosh HaTevis l'moyshe. L'moyshe. To Moshe was understood. It's also Rosh HaTevis Shloima. It's not in that order. The order of the Rosh HaTevis is l'moyshe. Moshe understood it in the order. Shlomo Melech also had a gewiss understanding, but it was Shloika Sidron. He didn't understand it. Adasoif. The Shem Shmuel writes the reason Shlomo wasn't able to understand it and Moshe was, because Moshe was onav mikol adam, as opposed to Shlomo HaMelech. A Melech b'cholifin can't have anova in that sense. He has to be Ginurei Malchus. And it's Kefida Mida. The Darvish anova of Moshe Rabbeinu is Yedua. The Shurish of Moshe Rabbeinu is Darvish Nevuah. And his Darvish Chochma is Meshach Shaychi to his Darvish anova. So Moshe was able to understand it ad asof. Le Moshe. Of a Shlomo, Shlomo wasn't able to understand it. Although the truth is, it's a fascinating idea. Shlomo and Moshe both, each one saying they don't understand. Shlomo HaMelech's not understanding. What's his not understanding? Mitaher Tameim. Mitame Tehoirim. It doesn't stick. Rabbi say Moshe Rabbeinu had the same kasha. In the depth, the universal depth of what's going on in the Yakum, in the world. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to know what's going on in Tzadik V'Rohim. Rosh HaVetoivim. When Moshe Rabbeinu asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hoydiyeini Noaz Drochech, the Amkas of his Shaila is Tzadik V'Rohim. Rosh HaVetoivim. The Teretz, the Shlomo HaMelech's Kasha is the same Kasha. Metar Tameim, Metar Tameim, and Tami Tehoirim. In the Shoirish of Medover, it's the same Shaila. What's going on in the Mamakim? I don't know what the answer to that Kasha is. But the tzugang is that we're here in this world to do. It's not that we understand that right. We're here to do. I saw in the Sfarim, it talks about a few weeks ago by the Meraglim. What was the Shurish of the Torah of the Meraglim? A lot of the Sfarim go at them with this kivon. The Meraglim really knew that maybe they can go into Eretz Yisrael and they can be shaylin on the Lamed Aleph Melach Malchei Knan. But they thought maybe Klai Yisrael is not roy. They thought that you need a gebissan hoga of Darga Ruchnis to do it, and they were worried maybe Klai Yisrael is not holding there. And it was cheshbonis. And the answer was, don't make the cheshbonis. Your job is to do. The Eibush the Ophir is good, bad, what? Stronger, weaker, hotter, colder. That's not your issue. We must turn. But that's the Shemeshik always all this question. The whole Bilbil is always. Tarat Meim, Tarat Ra, Toiv. Makes a Bilbil. It's that foreign vitae. I saw the Balimusa, they say, what does it mean, Metayer Tameim and Metami Tehoirim? We know that Bechlal, every person is Avodas Hashem, and Bechlal is all Hobach Yeluch of light. We spoke about it so many times. There's Aliyas and Yuridos. There's Yimei Ahava and Yimei Sinu. And we spoke the other week that it's necessary. A person wouldn't shtay if he didn't have the Yuridos. You shtay from the Yuridos, otherwise not. It would be in cruise control. He wouldn't shtay. But that's Metayer Tameim and Metami Tehoirim. It's a Merit HaGazach. Dafka, the scary thing is Metami Tehoirim. When a person is in the middle of a great Ali, it's already going for a week or 2 weeks or a kufis man, whatever it is, an hour, a month, whatever it is. But it's a gate, it's a gate. It's a very big sakana there. There's a very big sakana there. Metami Tehoirim is going to be in a few. You have to know. Winchdish came in, but you have to know. And dafka fakert, metar tamein. Dafka from the Yimei Yerida, from the Shvachmai, it's a gemetic club. There's the Yeshua. It's a Moirat Gazach. There's the Yeshua. Metar tamein, metami Tehoirim. There's always the Benahabich of it. That's a connection to Purim, but there's always the Benahapich of it. That from the Ra comes the Toy, from the Toy comes the Ra. And that's what happened by Paraduma. Matar Tamei, Matami Tahirim. It's an interesting thing. It's Machapra and the Cheta Egel, yeah? What happened by the Cheta Egel? They took Zohov, which is a Dover Doimim, it's not a live thing. They threw it into a fire, and it turned into an eagle, a live eagle. It had life, the eagle. It moved, it did. Paradum is you take a live parah, you throw it into the fire, and you turn it into mace. It's the opposite. It's the opposite. But it's the koyach of esh. Esh can go both ways. The person has to know how to use his esh, how to use his slivus. The esh can go both ways, and that's the opposite of the chayte egel and the paradum. But this is such an important yisoid to know that, as far as we're talking about this various mischoyes, it doesn't say zoyz chukas haparah. It says Zois Chukas HaToira, because this idea that a person can go in either direction, and Korega Verega, he's at a process drachim. When it's Latav Lamutov, that's not Stam Zois Chukas HaParo. It's much more great. It's Zois Chukas HaToira. The Ganze Chukas HaToira is on this Nakuda. The pasuk says Oishem V'Chavid V'Yemina V'Smaila. What's the lashon? What? The Torah, this Yamin and the Smoil, the Gemara Darshans, that if a person takes the Torah in the right way, it goes, taka, it can be samachayim. If not, it can go samamavis. The Torah itself can go metara tamei, metame Torah. So is chukas Torah. A person has to know how to be mechavan himself. It's called the Parah Aduma. There's a ganze Masechta Parah. The Gemara, the Mishnah is saying, the beginning of Parah, you're not supposed to buy a Parah until it's a Parah, until it's more than a year old. Before then, it's called an Egel. And that, you're not supposed to buy it then yet. But it looks like it's a Machlokes Rishayim. The Rambam is Mashma, you shouldn't even buy it until it's a Parah. And the Ravid argues, and says, Avada, you could buy it. You just shouldn't be Makdish it. For the Kedusha, it's a Korban. Chatas Kari Rachmana. You shouldn't do the Hakdosha until it's a Parah. Of the Etzem Mekach you could do. And there's a nice Masu Matan in the Rishayim about it. But it's interesting that they ask, Nachroinim ask, it says in the story of Dama ben Asina that he didn't want to sell the Evan Achoshin, L'shona noilad loy para aduma be'edroi. And then there's a chachal in Esla. They wanted to buy it. It's an eagle. It's not a par yet. So like the Rambam, it's good. They wanted to buy it right away, but they were going to be matched a year later. But like the Rambam, it's you're not even allowed to buy it. There's also a shayla. The Mechaschim Chavos by Mr. Mefarshim and Parah already handle. This did that you're not allowed to buy it. Will be matched when it's an eagle until it's a parah. Is that mamash ma'akev? It's possible you passed it up. There's no way to fix it. Also, it was nifsal from the din of Parah Duma. So it looks like it's a machlekes v'shayla. But there's an interesting ma'aseh. There's another Mishnah in Parah. The Mishnah says a parah mu'uberes is possible. It means a machlekes. If a mu'uberes is possible, the Mefarshim asked to be shown. But Metziah brings this also in the end of Eilat Metziah. It's possible anyways. One of the dinim in the previous Mishnah was ola olea zocher. Right? It's a parah aduma shaloy ola olea oil. Loy nasa malacha loy ola olea oil. And even if it was ola olea zocher, that itself passes the parah. So you're clarifying if a parah mu'uberes is possible. I think the nidin was maybe Mubaris because it's doing Malacha. It's carrying the Uber. It's possible anyways. It was Allah Allah Zachar. So we're showing a mucha on it. Maybe it's only Allah Allah Zachar. If you wanted it, you didn't want it. Hold Cheshbon. But one of the Mishayim bring, Taisus brings in about Metziah from the Re, Mishim Painta. He says, no, Parah Mubaris means if the Uber is good for Parah Aduma, not if the mother. The mother of Ad is possible anyways. The mother is possible because Allah Allah Zachar. The nidin is if the baby, because vaita, because it's not a pari yet. The same way egel is no good, who had in even beforehand. Yeah, so the pasuk says,
why would the baby be
also because it wasn't a pari. You bought it when it wasn't a pari. The same way less than a year old is no good, and the uber is also no good because it was less than a pari. And if I can't, they want to bring it right, you see it's even ma'akib to the ever, because it says mu'uber is pasul. Most of the Shaitim of Adler are not like that. Muveris is possible because if the mother is doing malacha. You know, they ask, obviously, a pregnant lady shouldn't be able to walk in the street on Shabbos, she's carrying. So what's the difference between the parah and the this? If you're saying that, that's called malacha. And so I find him handling the Shaitim that I'm missing. Yeah. The pasuk says, parah aduma asher ein bamum asher loy ola olea oil. There's a chesidus shavar from the choizeh. Asher ein boy mum, if someone thinks he's so gevaldik and choshev and a tzaddik that he doesn't have any mum, it's asher loy ola olea oil, punk faker. He was never even makabel on himself oil, toiren, ol malcha shemayim at all. As the retzach ein, asher ein boy mum, don't be so convinced. It's asher loy ola olea oil, you bechlal weren't makabel oil malchus at all. Because if not, you'll see taki your mumim. And that's also pshat that it says by Parah Aduma. Amarti echkema v'irachayke mimeni. Someone that walks around red and zechayim. Oh, amarti echkema. Ich veishayna. Yeah. V'irachayke mimeni. Devil's is fakert. Now it says, you take the Parah Aduma. V'shochat oysa lefonov. You shechted it. And the Targum Yoinis says over here, you shechted. V'yivdekinu b'timnei srei treifin. You check. If it has 18, there are 18 different ways that a behemoth can be a treifa, you do bedika. You shachet oisa, and then you boidik if it's a treifa. Tell it the gazach, you boidik if it's a treifa. The Gemara in Chulin, the Afin Aleph, Barichas, a famous sugya. What's the makar of roiv? Minayin das linan basa roiv, min atoira. The Gemara goes through various oifanim and makoiris that you go basa roiv. One of them is, it says, because the shechta paraduma. And the Gemara asks, how are you going to shechta paraduma? And then you're going to burn it right away, you burn the whole thing. How do you know? Maybe it's a treifa. And a treifa is possible, because it says by paraduma, chatos, chatos kari rachmana. This itself is a whole shmuz, what it means, chatos kari rachmana. The various nafkaminis ladina of the fact that a paraduma is chatos kari rachmana. But on the bottom, if it's chatos kari rachmana, it's possible if it's a treifa. And how do you know it's a treifa? You have to burn the whole thing b'shleimos. Elamai, roif behemoth ain't a treifa. See, most kabbalas you could check afterwards. But the Gemara asks from certain kabbalas, and one of the makaris that the Gemara obliges that it brings a raya is from paraduma. Paraduma, how are you going to know if it's a treifa? Must be, it's soy mechan roif. Over here, the Targum Yonison says, you are boidik if it's 18 treifas. How could you be boidik? So there's a teretz from Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. He brings the Tosis and Shabbos stuff, Chavez and Mabez, that says, by the Anani Kovid, the Gemara says there, by the Menorah it says, in the Mishkan, Vechila Oiru Tzarek, you think you needed the light? They had the Anani Kovid. And Tosis explains over there, that the idea of Anani Kovid is that it had a koyach of rentgen, it had a koyach of x-ray vision, that you were able to see what's inside. Lashon is, you were efshel l'spakel v'chavis v'lirois mayesh b'toicha. So the Anani Kovid gave you, afforded you this special extra vision. I was like, pumped by the paraduma of Moshe Rabbeinu, in fact, it was possible to be by 18 traits. The Gemara in Chulin is referring to the other 9 paradumas in history, the 10th one being there, about how are you going to know? Maybe it's a treifa. Must be a son of Chanroi. Of a book by Moshe Rabbeinu, by the Erishta, the Targum Yonison rightfully could say, the Yevdekinu, but Timnei Srei treifas, you're able to check with the 18 treifas. The Shochat Oysel Lefonov, so it says, you can't, that the Zor was Shoichit, you don't need a coin for the Shechita. Zor Shoichit, the Elozer Roya, and the Mepharshim Stel, Zor Shoichit, the Elozer Roya. Why does Elozer have to stand there? Trust the Zohar, Shechita, Erechanan and Bisurin. Erechanan and Bisurin, you can trust whoever shechted, you can trust him. Why do you need a Lazar there? So there's a terrorist, because the Emes by Shechita, why are you allowed to rely on the Erechot? L'chored, it's Cheskes Eivim and Achai. But Hagufa, it's beyond the Lishchait, and you're Neman to go and be Neman against the Chazak. But that's why, when you want to shecht a food, an animal for food, you want to shecht it for food, your issue is Cheskes Eivim and Achai, Erechot is Neman against it. But over here, when you're shechting a paraduma, besides wanting to know if the shechita was done correctly, the issue of the paraduma is to turn it into Efer paraduma, or al kiddush amayim, and then use it to be mitahir someone who's becheskas tuma. So there's 2 chazakas going on, and the becheskas tuma of the person that you want to be mitahir afterwards, and becheskas eidim mitahir. You're not allowed to rely on eidim. You need to come on to 2 eidim. Sora shoichet, the laws are royal, you have to have the 2 eidim. Zoysa Toira Odom Kiyomis Ba'oyel. Zoysa Toira Odom Kiyomis Ba'oyel. The Gemara says, Omer Shlokish, Minayin, that the Brei Toira is not Miskayim only on someone that's Mamis Atzme Ba'oyel Mishal Toira. Shenemar Zoysa Toira Odom Kiyomis Ba'oyel. But the way to be Mamis Atzme Ba'oyel Mishal Toira is to realize that it's an oil. Right. We're learning Sukkah. Sukkah represents, it's an oil azah. A person doesn't have a bias, really. A person has to remind themselves on Sukkot to realize that a Gansir doesn't have a bias. Odom hoylech el beisoy lomoy. That's when you're going to get a bias. Now you're only in an oil. Odom ki yomis ba'oil. If a person engrains in himself the araykait, b'chlal of oilam hazen, then he's able to be meimis atzmoy ba'oil. Bias you don't have now. Bias you have. Beisoy lomoy is the bias. Now it's only in oil. It's Motu Mushmei of the Chofetz Chaim. He says, Meimis Atzmei Ba'olish Al Torah. He gave a famous marshal of a big soicher who Baumish didn't have any time to learn. He was always busy with his soira. And finally, one time, he was Mishoira, and he taka wanted to be Makabal on himself. And he decided he's going to learn first say. The business is starting at 12 o'clock. So his partners and his wife and the people that he handled with and his customers, he says, well, he says, till 12 o'clock, I'm dead. Afterwards, we'll do business. Till 12 o'clock, I'm dead. Meimis Atzmei. Keep shooting. Chofetz Chaim also brings another nekudah. He says, a person has to learn whenever the kavanah a person has to have, when her effort of the Gemara is that he only has one more day to live, and this is the only daf Gemara, and he's the only yid in the world. That's what a person has to realize. Everything else is dead. As it's not understanding. That's the whole thing. That's what's going on over here. That's what's going on. Adam ki yamas boil. An interesting pshat though. Zoysa toira adam ki yamas boil. Amol, you have a person, the pasuk's talking about tumah, but amol, you have it the other way. You have a person who's mashpi on his whole surroundings. You have an adam, a mensch, that taka comes into the oil, the bismedrish, and the way his sugang is about, he's sitting by his own standard doing his own thing. This is his daf to learn. It's mashpia. Kol boil oil, v'chalasher boil yitma. Everyone else gets mushpa from him. He's oil of misalud, the ganz oil with him. It's b'der of drash. As makum shen arayin the oil kem mashpia zayin afandar. There's another Mamre Chazal though, of Odom ki yomis v'oyel, Gemara in Shabbos. We were quoting the Gemara in Brochus, that Memes Atzmei v'holi shal Torah. There's another Gemara in Shabbos. Omer Rabbi Yoichan, in lo'oylem al yimna Odom Atzmei mi lima Torah, afilu b'yoyim misosoy. A person shouldn't be meinei Atzmei from lima Torah, even on the last day of his life. Shenemar Odom ki yomis v'oyel. Even b'yoyim amobis. You never know when that is, so chaparayin, avad. Aber, satugan, afilu b'yoyim oisek. Heard an interesting their hair. It's nohok sheba oilom that when a person's about to be niftar, we say vidoy. But another thing is, it's a vidoy. It's chai sounds like right before a person's niftar, he says Shema Yisrael. The pashtus, that's an expression of emuna. A person right before his niftar is expressing emuna ba'achdus Hashem. That's the pashtus, and it's true. A person right before his niftar, he's mevate emuna. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Alekeinu, Hashem Alekeinu. Of Ramosha Shmuel Shapiro, going cold cool in the Shitasai, because every word from Ramosha Shmuel Shapiro is with Torah. It's Al's Torah, it's not in Zach. It's in America, Zach. The Gemara says in Sukkah that when a child is able to start talking, he gives a list of things. When he's ready to wear tefillin, you give him tefillin. When he's ready for Truma, you give him Truma, Tzitzis, Lulav, Sukkah. And one of the things it says, when he knows how to be Medaber, off of Malamde Torah, teaches him Torah, Torah Tziva, Shema Yisrael. You teach him Torah. Chayiv Adam lo yimla Adam atzma midibri Torah afilu b'yom ha'isa. The erst Torah that a person said when he started his Pesach into Limud Torah was Torah Tziva and Shema Yisrael. That's what you end with also. It's an expression of a skirat magal, closing the full circuit of Torah. A person started the Yankusay mamish of Limdoy and then was mamish at the end. B'yom ha'isa. What's the last thing? Shema Yisrael. Torah. It's also more than Nishkin Stira, yeah, it's Nishkin Chavilas Chavilas though. It's not a Stira to the other there, it's an expression of Amunah. But he was going with the gang that it's an expression of Torah. Torah is represented from Tchilas Yankusei Ad Yoyim Oisei. You have a big sugi over here of the Chait of Mei Meriva. It's very unclear, and the Rishonim handled Barichas what exactly went wrong. Rashi learns, and a lot of Rishonim go like that he was supposed to be Medaber El Asela, and instead he gave a Hakol. There's other Pshatim, the Erechaim over here, Barichas brings a Likud of a lot of different Pshatim. The Ben Ezra says that the Taina was that they didn't say Shiri right away. The Rambam talks about the fact that there was Kas, there was an Akud of Kas by Moshe Rabbeinu. Or a chesaron of bitochen. Various pshatim. What's the nakuda? But if you go with the basic pshat of it that was saying that it was supposed to be dibur and instead it was hakor, it's very interesting. What was the dibur supposed to be? What was he supposed to say? Which language was he supposed to talk? How do you talk to a rock? Retzadavant. Yeah. What is he supposed to say? The lashon of the Yalkut Shemoyni and his other chazals like that. He was supposed to be say a divar Torah. Shanei alof perak echad. Zoga Torah. Mayim comes from Torah. They need mayim. Ain't mayim ala Torah. You need mayim also, yeah? Shanei alof perak echad. Say a shtikul Torah. Say a perak. Perak of Mishnais. A Rambam. A Deher. A Rav Chaim. Say a vort. Say Torah. From Torah comes mayim. Now it's fascinating. In Parshas B'Shalach, there was also the original time when they needed water from the rock. And over there, Taka, the Abrahs had told Moshe Rabbeinu to hit the rock. There, Taka, he was told to hit the rock. And the Mefarshim will deal about it. You know, we say in Tfilas Geshem, I saw Sfarim talk about this kasha. In Tfilas Geshem, we say, Al Hasela Hach, Vayetzu Mayim, Betzitko Yichoin Chashvas Mayim. And they asked, Al Hasela Hach, I thought that was the bad thing, he was supposed to talk. There's a lot of Torah in the Mefarshim, Tfilah, what's the Pshat? Oh, but the simplest Pshat, is it's talking about the Parshas B'Shalach, when we're over there, he was supposed to hit it. We're referring to the first one. I saw once a different shot, Fakert. Al Hasela Hach, even though he wasn't supposed to, and Taki, he got punished. Oh, but Lamaisa, water came. So Klaisa was also saying, I don't know how good we were, but Lamaisa, even if we weren't the Seder, still, give us water anyways. The Santa Pshat. But Pasha is going Al Hasela Hach, is going on the first one. Oh, but Hagufa, what's the Pshat? Why in Pasha's Mashalach was it Al Hasela Hach? The Teretz is over there. It was far matan Torah. Far matan Torah. There's no shani olaf paraget. But then you need hakol. The Emes says, the Medrash says al mashal over there. It says, why the first time you have to hit it? And the second time not? So the Medrash says, amol, you know, you machanach kids. A little kid, you know, can't talk to you. And for today's generation, they say the system works differently. But a klein kid, give the frask. Later on, you have to talk to him. And that's the Medrash saying that in Parshas B'Shalach, the rock was little. Give him a clap. When he got older, you talked to him. Oh, but someone asked me, so what? The rock became bar mitzvah? What happened? Terry says, yeah, it's the same word. It was koi de man teira, laacha man teira. Far de bar mitzvah, koi de man teira. What was it? They get the clap. Come fast. Ba'alasel ha'och, ba'yetzu mai. Noch man teira, it goes with a different pshat. It was a mahalach of limen ha'teira, the koyach of limen ha'teira. There's another pshat though, it's interesting. This May Meriva is also an expressionism of the Gansan Hoga of Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to talk to the rock. And if he would have talked to the rock, then Klal Yisrael would have went into Eretz Yisrael with Moshe Rabbeinu. And careful, if Klal Yisrael would have went into Eretz Yisrael with Moshe Rabbeinu, there wouldn't have been the necessity of all the Melchoma and the warfare with the Laman Aleph Malchei Knan. Koyach Adibur, whatever that would have meant, Shaneilo of Perakechel, would have been against the Knesset Eretz Yisrael. The Shinoi of Anhoda, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Boicher, not the Mahalach of Dibur, maybe because he saw Klai Yisrael wasn't holding there, whatever the Pshat is, but he saw that we're not going with Dibur, we're going with Hakoh. So Kamoikin, first of all, he himself doesn't go into Eretz Yisrael, but it's more than that. It's the whole Tsugang of the Knesset Eretz Yisrael is with Kibush Melchama. And then, of course, there's Melchama back, and then there's the Shoyt, and the Melach, and the Basement Distribution, and Chet, and Golas Bubble, v'chule. But the Mahalach would have been different. Had there been the Mahalach in the Yetzu Mayim of the Seliyah, represented by Dibur, then the whole Halach Yelach Behemshech of Knesset Eretz Yisrael also would have been Dibur. The Baal, they chose the Mahalach of Hakoh, so the whole Tzugang afterwards is with Melchama, with Hakoh. That's the two different ways that it goes. It says, Vayishma Knani Melech Arod. Yoshev HaNegev, they started up with the Yidden. So Rashi brings, who was this Vayishma Knani? Rashi brings, really it was a Molek. So why does it say Knani? So Zok Rashi, a Molek knew that if the Yidden are going to daven, Koyach HaTfilah is going to stop them. So they had a plan, they were very Ramoyistic. So they started speaking like Knainim. Beloshim Kenayim. So the Yidden, if they were Davin, they would ask that the Kenayim should lose the war. And they're not Kenayim. And that's why the Tefillah wouldn't work. And that was their plan. That they're going to be Medaber Beloshim Kenayim. Since they're going to talk like Kenayim, the Yidden are going to think, oh, it's Kenayim. They're going to Davin, Hasev is from the Kenayim. And the Tefillah is not going to be anything, because it's not Kenayim. What really happened to Firdaus Rashi? The Yidden saw that these people are dressed like Amalek. And they're talking like Kenayim. Something's fishy. So the Yidden chapped that something's going on. So they didn't know who it was. So they said, Nosim tiknes ha'om hazeh, whoever it is, we don't know who it is. The Dibur is Knaini, the Levush is Amaleki, Mevesinish. Nosim tiknes ha'om hazeh, whoever it is, let the tefillah be accepted. Whoever it is. Say? So there's a kasha from Rav Pinchas Mikoretz. It says the Amalekim were very, very oibig chacham, and they even spoke like Knaini to confuse the Yidden, but they flopped up because they looked like Amalekim, they didn't dress. Says, why weren't they a little bit smarter, one step ahead? they should have gotten dressed up like Kanaanim also. Then Avad, the mamash foolproof. They're talking like Kanaanim, they're dressed like Kanaanim. And then the Yidden are going to dive and save us from the Kanaanim. Really, it's Amalek. They're going to be saved. It's like a Pachas and Karatz Meiridik. If they're going to talk like Kanaanim and be dressed like Kanaanim, then they're Kanaanim. What makes the Zaf? The Dibur and the Lavush. Lavushim and Lashainim. They knew that they can't buy Tzach Beidir. If they're going to buy Tzach Beidir, then Tzach Beidir is in Kanaanim. Then the Tefillah from Kanaanim is Genfer, then it wouldn't have lies. It's only from in between. You see from here, Rame Ben Yovin, Vimeret, when Vosfar HaBegodim is Mamish Kiveya, the Mahus of the person. The Mahus of the person. The Maisa, I went to Firoyz, it says, Oz Yoshir Yisroel, it's a Shira Azois. This is a Shira on the Mayim, right? The Be'er gave Mayim and they said Shira. So the Archaim HaKadosh asks, why did they say Shira on the Be'er and they didn't say Shira on the Mon? You know, there's a lot of Svarim to talk about. This is not for now. It's a big topic. You know, we have Sukkos Keneged Anani Kovid. We have a Zecher Lanani Kovid. Why don't we make a Zecher to the Mon or a Zecher to the Be'er? There's Torah about this. Why Anani Kovid is different. Over here we're telling there was a Shira. There was a Shira on the Be'er. Why is there no Shira on the Mon? So the Rechaim HaKadosh says, and others for him go like this, different, similar but with different knaches. This wasn't a Shira on the Mayim. It was a Shira on Torah. Because the Emesis Kapella, what, there's no Shira on Torah? They said a Shira on Kriyas Yamsif. And there's no Shira on Torah. This is the Shira on Torah. Oz Yosher Yisrael, Ein Mayim Ala Torah. Chafaru Asorim is the original Obis HaKadoshim. Karu Anadivayom is later, is Moshe and Aaron and the Zkenim. B'mechoykik b'mishanoysim, a Moritik Aloshim D'Archaim, he says, b'mechoykik b'mishanoysim is, nowadays, our job is just as mechoykik b'mishanoysim. We're carving out from the Mishenis of where they went to Rishonim toward us. We're learning up Vos Pshach in the Rishonim. Mechoykik b'mishanoysim, and their Mishanoysim, what they carved out, we're carving Vaiter. Or Brakaponim, it's a whole Mahalach of a Shira, the Gemara Darshan, Mimatona, Mimidbar Matona, all goes on Torah. It's a Shira on Torah. Sfasemis writes, the Be'emes Kekriyas Yamsef Shira was also on Torah. Nadira was Oz Yashir Moshe, and that represents Torah Shebeksav, and now it's Oz Yashir Yisroel, which is Torah Shebalpeh, and he has a whole mahalach based on that. But I'll put on that wissen that the Shira da, Seretzich Taka, Ashira from Torah, and it's Shver Psukkim over here, but all these Psukkim are going Taka on the Indian of the Shira of Torah. The Ovis HaKadoshim already started that Maisa. By Yaakov Avinu, first of all, Avraham and Yitzchak did a Choyfer Be'erois. And then Yaakov Avinu saw v'ha'eben g'doyla al pi ha'be'er v'yogel ha'eben me'al pi ha'be'er. All of that is the Torah, the Mayim from Torah. Then came Taka Karuna Divi Amo Yishu Rabbeinu, brings the Torah down to the Am. And then Vayter v'mechoykik v'mashanoysam v'zal Vayter v'yter horevin in Torah v'n learn in Torah v'n oifin v'n shirah v'n Torah.